This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Chicago Public Schools officials are proposing a back-to-school plan for the fall that includes in-person and remote learning. They say they want to hear feedback before finalizing their plan. But with the COVID-19 crisis far from over, students and parents are mixed about a return to the classroom. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magiga talked with some of them.
The district's back-to-school plan calls for some in-person instruction for most students. CPS CEO Janice Jackson says she feels strongly that kids need to be back in school.
We're preparing to take extraordinary steps because the benefits of learning in person are so profound. There is no replacing a loving teacher and learning with your friends.
This new framework is generating lots of mixed opinions among students and parents, especially among juniors and seniors, the only group of students doing remote only.
First of all, I was extremely shocked that schools were actually opening up to students in the first place.
Natalie España is an incoming senior at Lane Tech High School. She knows in-person learning is risky, but she struggled doing it remotely in the spring. Now that schools are reopening, she expected an in-person plan for juniors and seniors too. She says she'll be happy if seniors could meet with their teachers at least once a week as they get ready for college.
I don't even know the process of applying to college. I saw a video on TikTok from a college freshman somewhere.
Like Natalie, some seniors want some form of in-school, in-person interaction. They're voicing their discontent on social media. CPS says the majority of parents want a mix of in-person and remote learning, but didn't share its survey results. In a recent poll by the group Stand for Children Illinois, a slight majority of parents supported some form of in-person learning. But there are still deep reservations and many people who don't want to return to school buildings.
I am worried about in-person learning and safety.
Julia Rademacher-Webb lives in a house in Hyde Park with 9 other people who are all different ages.
There are quite a few people in the household who are either over 50 or have like asthma and other conditions.
Julia graduated from Whitney Young High School in June and is taking a gap year. She got a stipend job tutoring CPS students. Her sister is going into 7th grade at Kenwood Academic Center on the South Side.
That's definitely a concern that I have, especially with my sister, myself both being at school, and my mom's a teacher, so she would also be at school.
Maricela Rufino is among those who want remote learning only. Her 4 children go to Seward Academy in Back of the Yards. It's not right, she says. Here, they're safe with me, but I'll send them to school, and when they come back, who knows who they've interacted with? They could be coming back sick. Rufino worries because she's diabetic. She also knows CPS schools struggle with cleanliness and knows her kids won't wear masks all day. Janice Jackson recently said parents will be able to opt out of in-person learning entirely.
We are also going to have a separate registration process for any family who wants the fully remote plan.
And CPS says it could switch the school district to remote only if the pandemic worsens. The district is also in the process of hiring substitute teachers if regular teachers have to quarantine. It's also promising clean schools, temperature checks, and masks. As far as juniors and seniors, Jackson says she's been getting so much feedback already. She's evaluating which high schools might be able to do in-person for older grades. But for every student who wants in-person, there is another who doesn't.
I don't think reopening in general might be the best idea right now.
Eric Garcia is a junior also at Lane Tech.
If it's not safe to send a lot of kids in, then why go through the trouble of trying that? Just focus more on at-home learning, making that system set up correctly.
Remote learning is what the Chicago Teachers Union also wants. But for now, before making any changes and putting a final stamp on CPS's reopening plan, Jackson says she wants parents to fill out another survey and participate in several virtual meetings that begin next week. Adriana Cardona-Magigad, WBEC News.